Miles here with CU Broadcast here in beautiful Honolulu, Hawaii at NAFCU's 50th annual conference.
Terrific.
Dan Berger, how are you, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. It's great. One of our largest conferences we've had. It's been just a tremendous couple of days. Got a couple more days to go. Just wonderful breakout sessions and education opportunities for everybody. Fantastic networking going around, whether it's here on site or the many receptions around town. And just, of course, wonderful keynote speakers.
Indeed.
Keynote speakers.
So, can you give a quick summary of your opening remarks? I mean, there was loaded. It was a lot of stuff in there. If you can give a, for those who didn't make it, you know, and just read the press release or something, is there something you want to convey just real quickly to folks?
Sure. Well, it started with the celebration of our 50th anniversary.
That's huge.
I mean, it's huge. But it's not just, you know, the accomplishments and the team now. It was about the people, the shoulders of the people we're standing on that came before us.
Yep.
And so we're sitting there talking about, you know, we made some improvements. Let's make more improvements for the next generation of credit union leaders.
Yep.
And so that's kind of what we were talking about.
Okay.
And to really stand up and do extraordinary things for our industry. Mm-hmm. The timing is now. The American consumers trust us. And so now it's time for us to really grab that and to move forward.
I agree. I totally agree with you. What does it say about an organization being around for 50 years? I mean, that's kind of a rarity today. So how would you?
It really is a rarity. But 50 years and growing. It's no secret. It's a consolidating industry, but to be a trade association, growing membership in a consolidating industry, we got a strong NAFCU board of directors. I have an incredible group of colleagues. We're really proud of being focused on the three things, and everybody's heard it. It's advocacy, education, and compliance assistance.
Yep.
And we really take people's dues dollars seriously. So we want to then make sure there's a really strong value proposition, and we're just really, really focused. I think people are recognizing that, and that's the reason we have so much growth.
I remember one of your first keynote when you came on after Fred Becker. I think it was at the congressional caucus,
yes,
a few years ago.
That's right.
But the thing that really stuck out most was, like, you said that being a compliance officer was going to be one of the most popular jobs in the credit union industry, and it's true.
And it is absolutely true. It's unfortunate,
I know.
But it's grown because, and that's one person that can't be working in lending, or was someone who can't be working in member service.
Yeah.
There are people who are beefing up their compliance teams because they have to.
Right.
And so that's the reason we're pushing so hard and getting some reg relief at the CFPB, within NCOA and others. And so that's one of our top priorities.
Yep, definitely. It's there. I think it's going to be here for a while.
So I agree.
What are some keys to success for NAFCU? I mean, obviously, it's just, we're in a terrific industry, no doubt. But what are some keys to the NAFCU success over the years, and how's that transferred over to the credit unions that you guys help?
I think our key to success, it's always about the member.
Mm-hmm.
It's member first.
Right.
And everything that we do, it's done through the filter of, is this in the best interest of NAFCU members?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start with my board of directors. Is this issue, is this policy, is this legislative action that we're voting on, is this in the best interest of NAFCU members?
Mm-hmm.
As the only trade association that opposed the CFPB coverage over credit unions, that was a difficult political stance my board took, but they did it. Would this be good for credit unions?
Right.
And obviously it has not been, but that's how we see things. My colleagues do the same thing when they're looking at doing things and working on different issues and projects. Is this in the best interest of NAFCU members? And that's the focus. So when you have that extreme member service that we talk about, that is what has paid dividends over the years.
What keeps you awake at night? Because I mean, you're getting all this stuff head on, and you're in the mix in DC, in the loop there. What keeps you awake at night is trying to keep this industry moving forward?
It's compliance burden.
Is it? Okay.
It really is. We're growing in membership. You see us growing in lending, whether it's auto loans and mortgages, but it's the compliance burden. They really need a break from it. We need a rollback. I mean, just a little bit of breathing room to just get us over that hump and to grow even more. But the compliance pressure that our membership is feeling is real, and it needs to be reduced.
Yep.
And that's what keeps me up at night.
Okay, cool. Two or three important achievements that NAFCU has, because you stated a whole bunch of them. Hey, something loud's going on down there.
Yeah.
I hope they're okay. But two or three important achievements that NAFCU has achieved over the years that you pointed out a few of them. in your talk?
Oh, yeah. I think we're known for being the absolute best in federal advocacy. Mm-hmm. We were founded to create the NCOA, the Share Insurance Fund. That's what NAFCU did, and mm-hmm. it was created mm-hmm. Continuously to protect the tax exemption mm-hmm. status. Mm-hmm. NAFCU and others mm-hmm. Helped pass H.R. 1151. Mm-hmm. But NAFCU specifically, we're so focused on just three things, and it's that advocacy, education, yep. and compliance. Yep. And we focus on the advocacy because that's what our members want. We focus on the education. That the content is so important mm-hmm. to give mm-hmm. everybody, whether it's board members, supervisory committee members, professional staff mm-hmm. at credit unions, mm-hmm. they have the education and the training necessary to make their institution mm-hmm. successful. Mm-hmm. And then compliance assistance. There's so many rules that were promulgated, and there's a lot of information, hundreds and hundreds and sometimes thousands of pages. Wow. We help them navigate that. Yeah. And so those three focuses, that's what we're proud of and our accomplishments at NAFCU.
Very cool, very cool. I had Lynette Smith in here a little bit earlier, and you know what? You know,
she's wonderful.
She's a firecracker.
She is
and
fantastic.
A half. So,
she has testified on our behalf numerous times.
I was going to say that because she's been on Capitol Hill a few times yep. and met with, you know, members of Congress and all that type of stuff. How receptive is our representative? How receptive, when you go on Capitol Hill, how receptive is the credit union message? And going to a meeting with the CFPB, how yep. receptive are they to our message?
Tremendous. Okay, we have good. Tremendous support throughout Congress, both sides of the aisle. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We've met with folks at the White House. We've met with folks at Treasury. Mm-hmm. People like the message because it's Main Street.
Right.
It's not Wall Street.
Right.
Whatever anyone thinks about the current administration, his message was about Main Street mm-hmm. and taking care of middle class folks. Mm-hmm. That's who we are, mm-hmm. and that's who we serve, the working men and women of our country. Mm-hmm. No matter who's in that administration, that message of Wall Street is what resonates. Main Street. It's
right.
not Wall Street.
Okay.
Okay. Focus on Main Street. Don't focus on Wall Street, and I think it's better for everybody in our country.
Right on. I had Mr. Optimist in the booth here, in the studio lounge here, Mr. Anthony Demagon.
Oh, he's fantastic, isn't he?
Yeah. So I asked him what his outlook was on rest of 2017. What's your outlook on rest of 2017, based on what's happening? I mean, we're 6 months into a new administration mm-hmm. and working with them and a whole bunch of other stuff going on. What's your perspective on that?
I think from an economic standpoint, I think our country will still be strong mm-hmm. moving forward. I think you'll see some, from a lending standpoint, really strong lending in most of the country. Maybe some softening in some of the energy states. Mm-hmm. You'll see a little bit of softening in the lending there. But from our perspective, you're seeing membership grow.
Still growing, yeah.
It's growing. And that's because credit unions and the NAFCU members are focused on their membership. And they're mm-hmm. focused on their members. Mm-hmm. And whenever you're focused on your members, you can't go wrong.
Exactly.
When you start focusing on other things and things that don't matter, or mm-hmm. the next shiny squirrel yeah. or whatever that's out there,
yeah.
then you lose that focus. And that's, I think that's what's so rewarding about the position that we have at NAFCU, is we help them continue to focus on their members, and we do the same thing. We mm-hmm. focus on our members, and it pays dividends.
There you go. Great message to end on, Dan. Thank you so much for taking time
it.
Out.
Thanks
well done.
Much.
Keep up the good work, and you guys are doing a swell job here.
I appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
Really, oh my gosh. You're welcome. Anytime, man.